Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, I'd like to remind you, because so many people take it for granted. So many people think that they are in control of their own lives. But the Bible that I read said that in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. So I just want to remind you on tonight that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? It is a pleasure to have our Mother Janie with us tonight. I'm telling you, I've been looking forward to it. I've been hearing her sing the song, "When I Need Him Most, Jesus, Step Right In." And I could just hear her last week singing, "When I Need Him Most, Jesus, Step Right In." And I tell you, these songs mean something. You got to let them penetrate and get down, as the old folk used to say, in your sanctified soul. And when it gets into your sanctified soul, it will stay there and it will make the difference. Sunday I was singing different medleys of songs at my church, and these young musicians, they don't have it. They don't know the stuff that we old-timers sing. But I told them I'm going to have a rehearsal with them and bring them up to date, because there's no need of playing a musician to accompany you at church and you sing a song and they don't know it. Well, at least you might not know it when I first started, but by the time I come around again with it, you should be able to go on about your business. But we thank God for His many, many blessings. We just thank God for Jesus on tonight, and thank Jesus for His blood. My body is tired. I had a cortisone shot on Friday. The doctor told me that this whole right shoulder is filled with arthritis, where I fell 12 and broke my shoulder ball, that main thing in your arm that causes your arm to move and you have your range in motion. It shattered beyond repair, and I didn't allow them to put rods and pins and metal in my shoulder. I waited upon the Lord, and the Lord allowed healing to come to my shoulder, but as an end result, arthritis saw an opportunity to get in there. And now that this weather is changing, it's warmer in the north than it is in the south. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything quite like it. But you know, we serve an equal opportunity God. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm so glad. Aren't you glad that God has made a promise like that to those that love Him? Those that don't even love Him still have the grace and the mercy and the love of God upon their life. Do they think they're breathing on their own? Do they think they are responsible? I don't think so. I know so. I know that God has made a difference in our lives. I promised that I will not be on long tonight. I'm in quite a bit of pain with my shoulder, and I'm packing. I'm just about finished. I'm leaving tomorrow for El Paso, Texas. I have to preach out there. I'll be gone this entire weekend. I'll return back on next Monday, so we'll be ready to go on next Wednesday night. But I am so glad I started to call Mother Janie and asked her to bring the message tonight. And I said, no, it's too short of a notice. I wouldn't want to put that on her. But so I guess the lot has fallen on me to bring some kind of message tonight. I tell you, God used me on Sunday mightily. Some of you all can hang out with me because I want to let Mother Blondie know that our service started Sunday at 11 a.m. And when we dismissed service on Sunday, it was 4:45 p.m. And the people were not ready to go home because they was receiving what they needed from God. And this one said, I'm going to sit here and get mine. And that one said, I'm not going until she prayed for me. I had to pray for everybody in the entire church except for my pastor. And I allowed the missionaries and the elders to lay hands on her and to pray for her while I prayed for the other people in the congregation. I am serious about the work of the Lord. I know I hear somebody saying, well, it don't take God all day to move. No, it doesn't take God all day to move, but it takes you all day to make up your mind that you want him to move for you. Okay? I like how I said that. But I was raised that there's nothing more important that should be in your life than God and his son, Jesus Christ. And we went to church when I was a child. We look forward to being there all day. I remember the local Baptist church. They would be on their way back for an afternoon service at 4 o'clock, and we were just getting out at 3:15, 3:30. So I'm not a stranger to being in church late. I wouldn't know how to act if I went to church and stayed for an hour. I would just feel like I haven't been to church at all because I don't know if I really got anything out of it in an hour. I know Jesus said, watch with me, but he was talking to the disciples. Watch with me for 1 hour. But they were tired. I guess that's why Jesus just said, just give me an hour. Can you just give me an hour of your time? I know you're tired. I know you're not feeling well. But if you can just make the sacrifice to give me 1 hour. So maybe that's where those ministries are. I don't know. And guess what? They went to sleep. They went to sleep. They couldn't even watch, Jesus said, for 1 hour. And he said, well, when he saw them asleep, he didn't rebuke them. He just said, well, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I tell you, we thank God for this day, this 19th day of October. This year is rapid close. I had my television on earlier today while one of the missionaries from my church come over and do my nails for me, and they don't charge me. See, God does give you back what you give out. You so stingy, you never have time to give anyone anything, but you're always looking for something in return. But I give a lot, and God returns unto me through folk that I may not even have given anything to. But he see that I get it back. But I'm telling you, let me just take this minute here and introduce to you all someone that we love and someone that we know. Someone that we miss when she isn't present. She is a great asset to this ministry and to me, the pastor, Patricia Benjamin, our very own mother, Janie Lynn. Come on, people of God, clap your hands for our melodious mother, Mother Janie. You're in charge.
Good afternoon, each and everybody tonight that's on this line. And like I always tell Pastor Patricia, we love her. But then again, we know she's a hard-working person for the Lord. And I always tell her from the time I met her to now, take a minute to yourself and get some rest. You know, your body do get tired. You know, I tonight was through a lot of things going on. And I want to say that tonight I heard Pastor Patricia saying just a few minutes ago, and this is one of happens to be one of my favorite songs. And this song is an everyday testimony for everybody. I know it's one for me. And I know I sang this song numerous times, even times, even my church. But the song says, when I need him most, when I need him most, when I need him most, you know, Jesus, step right in. When I need him most, oh, when I need him most, you know, Jesus, step right in. When you need him most, oh, when you need him most, you know, Jesus, step right in. When you need Jesus most, oh, when you need Jesus most, you know, Jesus, I say Jesus will step right in. Oh, when you need him most, oh, oh, when you need him most, you know, Jesus will step right in. That is a song that is my testimony on tonight. When you need Jesus most, whatever the reason, I know he will step right on in. Because he is the solution to all our problems, y'all. Thank God for him. Thank God. And I was listening at my TV on YouTube to Reverend Holt, Royal Baptist Church, and I got a piece of this song I want to share tonight. And this song is another testimony for me. And this song is, I got a right to praise the Lord, y'all. Nobody know what I've been through. Nobody know what I'm going through, but God knows. God knows. And this song is, I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right, I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right, I've got a right, I've got a right, I've got a right to praise him in my church. I've got a right, I've got a right, I've got a right to praise him in the schools. I've got a right, I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I praise him in the stores. I praise him on the highway. I've got a right, I've got a right, got a right, I've got a right, got a right, I've got a right, you've got a right, you got a right, got a right, you've got a right, praise the Lord, you've got a right. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. have got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right, I've got a right, I've got a right, I've got a right. You got a right, you've got a right. Come on, clap your hand. Come on and lift your voice. Come on and sing this song. Cause you got a right. You've got a right. You've got a right to praise the Lord. You've got a right to praise the Lord. You've got a right to praise the Lord. You got a right. You got a right. You got a right. You've got a right. I got a right. You've got a right. I got a right. Got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right. I've got a right. Got a right. I've got a right. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a right. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a right. I've got a right. You've got a right. I've got a right. You've got a right. I've got a right to praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know I got a right to praise the Lord. Thank God for everything. Everything. I've got a right. 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 I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. And you got a right. You got a right. You got a right. You got a right. Got a right. You got a right. Everybody got a right. Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right. You got a right to praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you, Mother. You got a right to praise the Lord. I tell you, excuse me, she lets you know that the right belongs to you. You've got a right to praise the Lord. For the scripture said that if these don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. So she's letting you know tonight the choice is yours. You can have a dead rock crying out in your place on your behalf, or you can be the light that's crying out. You got a right to praise the Lord. When you need it most, you got a right to praise the Lord. Mother, I like your little song that you sang. I'm glad you picked that up off YouTube, because I tell you, you got a right to praise the Lord. And I'm thinking about when you were singing, I got a right. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got a right. Right now, I yet have a right here in the United States of America to praise the Lord, because the day is coming when they're going to shut all this down. You're not going to be on Blog Talk. You're not going to be on YouTube. Anything that has to do with the name of Jesus is going to cease, because that's the direction that we're heading in. It started with the pandemic. It started with the virus, because there's a lot of people that was coming to the house of God, but they've gotten so complacent, so comfortable with sitting home now. Oh, I don't have to go out there. I can stay home and catch them on YouTube. I can stay home and catch them on Zoom. I don't have to go and lift up my voice with the people, like Jesus said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. I don't have to do that anymore. We're living in better days. We're living in modern times. So I'm not going out. I'm going to get Zoom. My daughter's coming over, and she's going to set Zoom up on my grand pad so I can sit here and watch Zoom. But I'm telling you, you got a right to praise the Lord. And you better try to do it now while you have a chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. Evelyn, from my church as a child, used to sing, put your time in, payday is coming. Put your time in tonight, because payday is coming after a while. Oh, my God, payday is coming after a while. And you want to receive your due benevolence, the dividends for what you have paid into. Oh, my God, today the word of God is right. The word of God is so right. For it says in Galatians, let's go to the Bible, saints of God. You got a right to praise the Lord. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise, oh, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise, come on and praise him. I gotta praise tonight, and I gotta get it out. Come on, somebody. Tell the Lord, thank you. I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. So you got a right to praise him, because when you need him most, Jesus will step right in. No matter what the problem is, yes, you got a right. And not only do you have a right, but you have a duty to praise him, because he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Everybody ought to praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. Come on now. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Everybody ought to praise him. Come on, children. Praise him. Yes, Lord. Praise him. Let us praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. I just had to add on to Mother's praise song. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Worthy to be praised. Let me just testify for a moment. We're going to the sixth chapter of Galatians. See, my time is drawing near. Thank God for Mother being back on with us tonight. We miss you, Mother, when you're not with us. And I do understand that you have other obligations, and it's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that. As long as I know Jesus is worthy to be praised. I was on the phone yesterday and I made a phone call about my mortgage, and I needed to speak to someone concerning my mortgage. I'm not behind. I'm not late. There are some changes starting next month with my mortgage, so I needed to speak with someone at the mortgage company concerning my mortgage. And as I was speaking with the young lady said to me, she said, "Are you a missionary?" And I said, "No, I'm a pastor." She said, "I knew it because I could feel the fire coming out of your mouth." You know, that did something to me. That's why we have to be careful, because people are listening and people are watching all the time. That she was able to discern over the phone that we're talking about my mortgage. And yet the fire of God was coming out of my mouth through the phone to her. She said, "Oh, my goodness." And I told her, I said, "Well, your voice is a calming voice." And she said, "Yes, tell me that." She said, "But you got the fire of God in your mouth." And I smiled. She couldn't see me smiling, of course, but I smiled in giving my God the praise and the glory. So, yes, Mother, the song says we got a right to praise him. We've got to praise him for all that he has done and all that he is doing. I know the scripture tells us to let our light so shine before men that they may glorify our Father which is in heaven. My light was on. The anointing is what she felt was coming through the telephone line into her. I didn't pray, not one prayer, didn't speak in tongues, just talking about the mortgage. And God allowed the anointing to reach her. And she thanked me for making the call, and then she thanked God that she was available to receive my call so that she would be blessed. She counted it as a blessing to be able to have the woman of God on her line. My God, today, that says a lot for my Jesus. And it also says a lot for me. But I am representing Jesus Christ even when I'm inquiring about my mortgage. That the presence of the Lord make a difference in your phone conversation. You can't be hussing and cussing and claiming to be a child of God. Listen here, Isaiah, he know this story. He said, "I am a man of unclean lips." Oh, but God took those coals and cleaned up his mouth. That's the kind of God we serve. So you have a right to praise him because he has made a difference in your life. I said to the drummer on Sunday, I turned and I looked at him. I said, "Listen, brother drummer, if I was to come up upon you unaware, would I hear you saying things out of your mouth that you wouldn't be able to speak in church?" He said, "No, no." I said, "See, now just think about it. That woman felt, she heard the fire, and she felt, well, how can you hear fire? Well, with God, all things are possible. And the way God was using my voice, she felt and heard all the same time. She began to tell me that she was so grateful and so gracious that God would allow her to answer the 800 number that I called, and that she received a blessing just from listening to me talk about my mortgage. God was releasing the anointing because it was what she needed, and she could identify with what God was doing. She did not say, well, there's something about you, something about your voice. She said, I really don't want to get off the call because I'm enjoying your voice. And I said to her, I said, well, you have the spirit of discerning. I said, so therefore you was able to discern the anointing that was on me on Saturday and Sunday was still upon me on Monday. And therefore she could feel the very presence of God talking about my mortgage. I never brought anything else than that. I didn't say, well, look, can you change things? No, that's an insult. I said, well, let me get off here. You continue to have a blessed day. I don't want you to lose your job. You've answered my question. And she said, you have my name. And if you need to talk to me about anything concerning your mortgage, call and ask for me. You have the 800 number. I said, thank you. And I said, thank you, Jesus. See, that makes the difference. When you recognize who orchestrates your, for the Bible declares that the steps of a good man, I believe that's in the book of Psalms, the steps of a good man, that included us women as well, are ordered by the Lord. I feel that quiet mode tonight. Maybe it's because I'm tired. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We have to be careful, so careful. I could have got on this phone sounding like a grump and a grouch. I was representing my God. Ooh. Wow, God is just worthy to be praised. Let's go to Galatians, the 6th chapter. When I need it most, Jesus, step right in. Wow. When I need him most, Jesus will step right in. And don't you all forget that tonight. We sang, if you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. If you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll be your dearest friend, go with you to the end if you tried everything. And everything has failed. If you need a helping hand, he's there to understand. If you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Now, that's a shame that you have tried everything. Now, you don't have a choice but to try Jesus. That's what happened to the woman who had the issue of blood. She tried everything, and everything she tried failed. And then she ended up trying Jesus. And when she tried Jesus, she got just what she wanted. where we have to get to. Okay, I've done this and I've done that. I've done this and I've done that. I've done this and I've done that. But now I've got to get to Jesus. For I need him most. Jesus will step right in. So therefore, tonight you got a right to praise him. Hezekiah Walker wrote this song, every phrase is to our God. You got a right to praise him. Don't let anyone tell you you cannot praise God. You can. And you need to praise him now, because I'm telling you what's about to take place. They're going to shut it down. They're going to take your Bible. They're going to shut it down. Enemy has to get his number. The enemy has to get his number. He already started, like I said in the beginning, with the pandemic. Well, the virus first. And then the virus got so far out of hand until it wasn't just a virus. It became a pandemic where it affected so many people's lives and still affecting, but we're not losing as many people today like we were 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So the pandemic for now is over. But the virus is still here. Don't listen at what the president said about the pandemic is over and you don't continue to govern yourself accordingly. Yes, he's telling the truth. The pandemic is over. We're not losing 25,000 people a day. 40,000 people. No, that have slowed down. But the virus is still here. You got a right to praise him. So the enemy started with the virus. And yes, it's a good thing, because some of these churches would never have gone on Zoom, YouTube, because they said all of those devices was of the devil. And yes, they are of the devil if you use them for the devil. But if you use it for Jesus, then it's for Jesus. I know several people that's on Blog Talk for whatever reason. They are on Blog Talk. I am on the Gospel of Jesus Christ out. When you need him most, Jesus will step right in. So you got a right to praise him. But the woman with the issue of blood, once she tried everything, and everything had failed, and that's some of you. My sister said once to a fella, he went to church, and there was a prophet there from California. In fact, it was the same prophet that prophesied that I would be on the radio preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that same prophet prophesied to this gentleman and told him what he saw in his stomach. And if he didn't stop smoking, it would get worse and turn into something vital. I mean, not vital, fatal. Lucy is saying fatal. That he needed to quit smoking and don't do alcohol at all. And so the young man said, I know you told that man that. I know you told that man that. And I said, I didn't tell the man nothing. First of all, I didn't even know you were going to church. Tell the man to call you out when I didn't even know that you were coming to church. I didn't tell that. The man didn't even know your name. He didn't know you. But he knew what God showed him. He said, you told that man that. thank God for my sister Jackie. She said, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing else. She said, they believe what Dr. Buzzer said, but they don't believe what the man of God said. See, now, if Dr. Buzzer had told him that, he would believe that. But because the preacher said it, somebody had to tell the preacher. So in other words, he was saying that Dr. Buzzer was greater than God because Dr. Buzzer would know these things, but the preacher, who is a representation of God, don't know what he's talking about. So my sister said to me, just don't say nothing. He'll find out whether I want to serve you. Notice the man did die. In fact, the prophet Matthews took and said, right here, sir, in your stomach is where you have all the problem, right in this spot, right here. He died of cancer, ulcerated cancer in his stomach, because he chose not to believe that God had that kind of power that he could reveal it to his servant. And like my sister said, if it come from Dr. Buzzard, he could have believed it. But because it came from a preacher, it was not it. Oh, he lived for a while. He died the next week. He lived maybe 10, 11, 12 years. I don't know for sure, but he did die, I can tell you that. And it was due to the cancer in his stomach. Oh, bless his name. You got a right to praise him. Let's go to Galatians 6. My time is almost gone. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, this is going to seem backwards to you. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Verse number 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. So I started at verse 7, went to 6, and did 5. Well, they say, well, she backwards. Yeah, okay, it's fine. Verse number 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. Woo, I love it. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Wow. Somebody said, he thinks he's all that. She's all that. And a bag of chips. Ah, bless his name. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. The one that was overtaken in a fault was tempted, but not of God, was tempted of the devil. Now, see, God had me to go from 7 to 1. Why did he do it that way? I don't know. I'm just a vessel being used by God. Well, I never heard it done that way before. Well, you don't order my steps. God does. You're too stuck in tradition. Anyway, God wants to use his word. He can. To whomever. Someone may have needed to hear verse 7 first. Now let's go to verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh that's your body, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap, listen to this, everlasting life, or life everlasting, however way you want to put it. But the Bible does say it this way, the Spirit shall of the Spirit life everlasting. And verse number 9, let us not be weary. Don't get tired. Don't fall by the wayside. Don't be overtaken in a fall. Don't let the enemy get you down. Don't let the enemy turn you around. Don't you know it? For in due season, we, see, because it didn't say, let me not. It said, let us. So as a body of baptized believers, we have a right not to backslide, become weary in well-doing. Ah, hallelujah. Because in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Hey, hallelujah. I got able to, I feel my help now. Be not weary in well-doing. Woo! My God, today I feel Jesus in this place. So let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Oh, my God, today that preaches by itself. Well, why are you always doing this for the preacher? Why are you doing that for the preacher? Why are you doing this for sister so-and-so? Why is it that you're always reaching out for brother so-and-so? Why is it? Because the word of God said so. As we have, therefore, opportunity, it permits us to do what's right. We have the opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Wow. This is Paul saying, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But, come on the line, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of your spirit, my God, today. And it says here, amen. To God be all the glory. Come on, let's let C.C. Winans close us out tonight that he never lost a battle. Come on, saints of God, enjoy this. Pray for me as I travel. Pray for my sister who's going in for surgery tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus.
After the tomb of every Lazarus, your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And right now,
night I will be bringing the word, and I will see if I can get the link to the young lady's station so that I can send it to my niece Tanya. If you are a Facebook friend of my niece Tanya, then you will be able to tap into her page and listen to the service, or I can send her the link and she can send it to you all. So I don't know if you are a friend of hers on Facebook. However, I will try to set it up so that you all can hear the message. Now, remember, I'll be in Texas, and it's a two-hour difference. So if I'm going on the air at 7:30, it will already be 9:30 back in the East Coast. So 7:30 our time is only 5:30 their time, and church doesn't start before 7:30, and the speaker usually is not up until 8:30, quarter to nine. So some of you very well may miss it because you'll be asleep, because at 9 o'clock there is 11 o'clock at home, and I don't expect for anyone to stay up. Maybe you can go and get it on Saturday and enjoy it. So, but I'll see. I'll work with my niece to see what we can come up with. But in the meantime, I charge you all to pray for me, that the will of God will be done in my life and that souls will be saved. I was told already that someone received the Holy Ghost on last night, and I give you notice, on Sunday we had a man, a real man, to come up and say he wanted to be saved. That's what church really is about. It's really not us singing and clapping and doing all of that. Jesus saved us so that we can reach out to others, because except a man be born again, he cannot enter. I repeat, he cannot enter into. So Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be, not shake the preacher's hand and join the church and all this. You got to be born again through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what he'll be looking for when he make up his jewels. He'll be looking for that mark in the forehead. You know, he told them back in Moses' time that they killed, you know, the animal and a fresh one, one without blemish in the spot, and said they can kill and put the blood over the doorpost. And God was saying, when I send a death angel into the city, I will allow, I will allow that the death angel recognize the blood pass over your house. So if you don't come through by the blood, you didn't do it God's way. You've got to be born again. You don't want to die without God. I'm talking about not just his name. Your name has to be written in order to go home with him. Remember, the lady just told you that he never lost a battle. Never lost a battle, and he never will. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I pray for each and every one of you that the Lord will have his way in your life, that you will allow the Lord to reign in your life, and that you will commit unto him totally. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I love you all. Have a wonderful, blessed